And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 19th of October, 2015. It's the anniversary of the surrender that ended the American Revolutionary War, Yorktown, Virginia, 1781. George Washington was up at West Point, New York, north of New York City that summer. The British were expecting him to attack New York City, which he'd been planning to do, but when he learned that the British forces were building a naval base down in Virginia on the Yorktown Peninsula, he decided to march his army all the way from New York to Virginia and trap Lord Cornwallis and capture his army. It was a bold move. They had to move 400 miles on foot, headed for New York City to scare the British, get them to prepare for an attack, and then quickly moved south, marching every day from 2 in the morning until it was too hot to continue. Lord Cornwallis learned that Washington was coming, but he chose not to escape. He thought his troops would be evacuated by the British Navy, didn't realize that the British ships had already been routed by a French fleet from the south. So he simply sat there and watched as Washington's troops surrounded the city and began a siege. They bombarded him for several days, then got word that Cornwallis would surrender. England did not have enough money to raise another army, and they appealed for peace, and 2 years later, the Treaty of Paris was signed, and the war was officially over. It's the birthday of the novelist David Cornwell, who writes under the name John le Carré, born in Poole, England, 1931, author of best-selling spy novels The Spy Who Came in from the Cold and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. David Cornwell, who served in British intelligence and wrote about spies not as sexy, daring men like James Bond, but tired, lonely men who barely trusted their own government more than they trusted their enemies. His father was a con man. He worked fraudulent real estate deals, had millions of dollars in gambling debts, was in and out of prison on fraud. So Cornwell was raised mostly by his father's various girlfriends. David Cornwell, John le Carré, said, "I think that my great villains have always had something of my father in them." And it's the birthday of Tracy Chevalier, born in Washington, D.C., 1962. After college, moved to London, fell in love with a British man, and she lives there still. Author of the huge bestseller Girl with a Pearl Earring in 1999. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Louise Glick, entitled The Night Migrations. This is the moment when you see again the red berries of the mountain ash, and in the dark sky the birds' night migrations. It grieves me to think the dead won't see them, these things we depend on. They disappear. What will the soul do for solace then? I tell myself, maybe it won't need these pleasures anymore. Maybe just not being is simply enough. Hard as that is to imagine. A poem by Louise Glick, The Night Migrations, from her collection Averno, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.